The 21-90 rule. It takes 21 days to create a habit and 90 days to create a lifestyle. I'm Lynnie Stein. I'm the creator of the Gut Academy, where we love to give you the tools that you need to start living life it really matters. This weekend, we launched our Skinny Gut in our Gut Academy Club, where we spoke about permanent weight loss. And goal setting is where we started. Our focus is reducing in size, so that is permanent weight loss, not just losing. Because if you lose something, it always comes back. You know, if you lose your wallet, you go back and you buy another one. It's always replaced. But if you reduce the size of your wallet because it's too big, you know, it doesn't fit into your handbag, and you focus on, well, I have to go out and buy a smaller wallet. So that's reducing. So that's what we concentrate on. So, you know, something like, I am going to reduce from a size 18 to a size 12 by this time next year by setting aside a couple of hours every Sunday morning to prepare for the week ahead. I'll add veggies with every meal, and I'll slowly introduce sauerkraut, tonic, and milk kefir, plus a small cup of broth a couple of times a week. That is a plan. So you're keeping, and I'll keep in touch with my tribe. You need to have people around you for sharing my success and support when needed. Scales can only give you a numerical reflection of your relationship with gravity. That's it. It cannot measure your beauty or your talent or your purpose or your life or your force, your possibility, your strength or your love. So mindful eating is what we're all about, making the right choices and portion control. So if you reduce your meal size and you sit down to eat, how often do you stand up and you eat on the go? Just think about it. When was the last time that you sat down at a beautifully set table with no distractions, no telephones, no TVs going in the background, and you chewed your meal slowly and you appreciated the taste? So ditch the scales. Replace your sweet and high-carb snacks with a small meal and with more protein. Probiotics, my grandma's love that she's instilled into me, and that's what I love to share, is the fermented food. They may help you lose weight and your belly fat. Strains of the Lactobacillus family can reduce your body fat by 3-4% in just over 6 weeks. So be smart. And this, of course, has been around for years, the SMART system. You know, S is for specific, which includes your specific details. It gives you the answers to what or who or when or where or which. And the M is for measurable. If you can measure a goal, then you can objectively determine how successful you are at meeting the goal. You know, how many, how much, how will I determine when it is reached? So A is for attainable. And that is your objective realistic. And R is for relevant, to ensure your goal is important to you, not to me, what your goals are. And the T is for time related. So choose a time frame, like we said before, 12 months to reduce from the size 18 to a size 12. So that's a goal setting process, and that will accomplish your objective. So one new habit at a time. Look at your current habits and choose one or maybe two to improve. Changing your habits, like eating on the run or in front of the TV or snacking from the fridge when you arrive home from work. So using steps like none and all and every sets you up for failure. Making changes can be challenging. So do not bite off more than you can chew. When you start accomplishing your small goals, you'll gain some momentum. And it will be clear that larger goals are attainable. Just take as many small steps as you require. The important thing is that you just keep going. So be smart and set yourself up for success. Remember, you're not alone. We are here for you on your journey. And it takes a whole village to make great kimchi. That's a well and truly not well-known saying. So your objective is by the end of, you fill in the blank, I will have reached my optimal weight by reducing and you fill in that blank. Sizes with following and implementing. I like our Gut Academy Skinny Gut Clean Prebiotic and Probiotic Eating Habit Challenge. So you want to reduce your closing size by, now I'd like to make high fiber, good fats and proteins, prebiotic and probiotic eating a lifelong habit. Measurable. I will drop. I will resist junk food without pain. Attainable. I will accomplish it by implementing the 52-week Gut Academy Clean Prebiotic Probiotic Habit Challenge. Relevant. It encompasses all my other desires. So reducing my size and clean eating are relevant to my other objectives of getting healthier and preparing and fermenting more on my own with help from the Gut Academy tribe. Your time band, time bound is how many months from today. So that's over to you. If you need help on my online home, which we would like to invite you to visit if you haven't been there at linniestein.com. It'll open on the introduction page and you just pop on down the bottom and you'll see a little black box there that says the Gut Academy. Free stuff. And there I have many, many downloads that you can download. And all these, the 2190 rule is there. That's got all the rules in there that you can follow and that you can fill in yourself. And there's also the 5 R's where you can make major shifts. The 5 R's, if you're not familiar with, are for remove, to replace, to repair, to restore, and to reduce. So that's the foundation for all good health. It's just making shifts and going on to your own path to your vitality. So digestion and detoxification, rhythm and sleep, very important, movement and breath, and mindset and spirit. So we're not talking of diets because you look at those first three letters and that's enough. Detoxification. So we're ditching all the diets. We're detoxifying. Your way out takes time and patience. Your body does not have the reserves to go full throttle into detox mode. So just add new food slowly. Diet is not what we desire. It's a way of life with food, specifically designed to alter the gut microbiome. One of the most fascinating findings is the microbiome influences body weight. So we are really introducing the good way, the good poo way of living. We always seem to, poop seemed to always come into the equation, but it's simply switching to high fiber. Since fiber is not just good for bulking up the poop, it's also a primary source for good guts bacteria. It's like the prebiotic, it's the fuel to get those probiotics working in your system. So they're the fuel for the good guys. So the system is that it's low carbohydrate because that prevents feeding of the kinds of bacteria implicated in weight gain and food cravings. So it means supplying proteins and fats because our bodies require to eat less frequently when we consume them. Also consider that when we eat, the bacteria are fed first. So by starving out your carb-loving bacteria over time, bacteria thriving on low-carb food would flourish, and we no longer will be controlled by those inexplicable chocolate and sweet cravings. Good chocolate's okay, but we don't want to crave it. A useful way to change your thinking is resisting the chocolate cake. It's not about denying ourselves. It's about denying our bacteria, because that bacteria, that influences the neurotransmitter synthesis. Low GABA levels can help protect. So a low concentration of bacteria means lower levels, and that's an increase in your sugar cravings. It's pretty easy. So your digestion, just let us remove some junk from the trunk. That's all we need to do. We will begin by gently giving the gut a good seasonal clean, alleviating your gastrointestinal anguish and remove the junk from the trunk. So then you'll just maintain healthy, balanced gut flora. A healthy gut balance should include approximately 85% good bacteria to around about 15% bad. So today's diet can be overloaded with lots of unrefined sugar and carbohydrates and preservatives and additives. It makes the perfect breeding ground for promoting an overgrowth of bad bacteria, that will kill off healthy gut flora very quickly. Other causes of this imbalance can include some medication, such as antibiotics, drinking tap water containing chemicals like fluoride and chlorine, suffering from skin problems, low energy and digestive problems, stubborn weight gain, or low immunity. Chances are you have an imbalance in that gut flora. So your objective is to restore that gut lining so that substances do not belong in the bloodstream, are prevented from being absorbed and causing sensitivity. So you know that big gut lining that goes right around your gut, it'll have, if you've got an outbalance of bad bacteria to the good, the bad will have made all little holes. All those little holes are creeping all the bad right in, and it's going all through your body. So decrease your sugar, that's a no-brainer. We already know enough to avoid it like a dirty toilet seat. You do not require me preaching, but in time, with adding your probiotic-rich foods, that's your fermented foods, your body will not crave the sweetness or the carbs. Look, I've worked with many clients who have found that cravings for low-quality foods diminished as the population of gut bacteria shifted. So we just have to maintain a healthy balance of gut flora. Fermented foods are part of achieving and maintaining good health. We also feel that by themselves, they will not make much of a difference. You really must remove the causes of the problems, chemicals and refined foods, and replace with a variety of truly healthful wellness foods. Many peeps report after adding fermented foods, they no longer crave their bad foods, and the fermentation does allow the body to consume vitamins not found elsewhere. So the bottom line, if you want to clean up your gut, repair and restore, repopulating it with beneficial bacteria is a requirement. So you ask, well, how do we do it? By starving out the carb-loving bacteria. Over time, bacteria that thrive on that low-carb food will flourish and no longer be controlled by those cravings. So increase your dietary fiber. Things like anti-inflammatory turmeric, aloe vera, and healthy fats, such as extra virgin olive oil, flaxseed oil, cold-pressed extra virgin coconut oil, and avocados. And increasing antioxidant and probiotic-rich fermented foods will definitely help eliminate the bad bacteria. When I spoke of aloe vera, we know that it's really great for sunburn. Well, it's really great for the internals as well. If you've got some really good quality aloe vera growing, you just fillet it. Just take off the outside and fillet the inside and add it into your foods. It's beautiful. You can add it into your smoothies. You won't even know it's there, but it's just great. So fermented foods, they reduce those free radicals. Basically, they're rebooting your body into alkaline bliss. It's the best way to think of it. Fermented foods are pre-digested, so they're already being digested before they hit into your body. So they're easy on the body. They're calming on the body, but you don't need a lot. And you have to go small, especially if you've never had them before. You've got to go very slow when you introduce them. The very best introduction is sauerkraut brine, which is actually the tonic. And you only start with a tablespoon a day, and then you work your way up till you get to like about 20, 30 mils. It's not a lot that you need, and you can just add it to your meals. It can be like your salt replacement, or you can start the day with a little shot of it. So all these probiotic and the fiber-rich foods, such as like an abundance of fresh vegetables as well, including your leafy greens, will sweep out the bad bacteria from your system and have an alkalizing effect on the magical universe within, promoting a healthy gut flora balance. A lot of us are very acidic on the inside, and you will know. You can go and get pH tests that will show you if you're in your healthy zone, but you will know by your pee. You know, if it's really dark, strong, and smelly, you're very, very acidic. So you have to get that internal at a nice balance, so nice and alkaline. So include your sauerkraut brine at breakfast, your kimchi with meals, or make my beetroot kefir soup. There are lots of delicious gut healing recipes in my Heal Your Gut and Kefir and Sauerkraut books. Probiotic-rich foods may help reduce your weight and belly fat. Strains of the Lactobacillus family reduce your body fat by 3 to 4% in just over 6 weeks. They add elimination too by helping stay regular. I'm always onto the poo. See, it's the good poo diet. It'll fend off icky situations like diarrhea and straining or constipation. Sorry. So balance your digestion because those toxins will begin leaving the body when digestive tracts improve. It is the toxins traveling through the circulatory system on their way to be eliminated that can cause feelings of discomfort. The introduction of too many fermented foods at once can cause a flu-like symptom as your body is detoxifying and leave the room explosion time. So do go slow and build up. Just repair and rest the tummy. Twice a week is good. It's not difficult to plant the gut in repair mode pronto. So give your digestive system a rest a couple of times a week. That'll fast track your gut lining to rebuilding. The system does not require any fad fast with no food at all to promote great gut healing. On 2 days, consume a delicious array of nourishing soups that will sustain you and provide beneficial vitamins and minerals. Do keep well hydrated every day with clean water. Try detoxifying parsley and cinnamon tea on rest days. Just get a bunch of parsley. It doesn't matter if it's flat or the curly. Add some good cinnamon powder, some organic cinnamon powder. Just have it in a little pot on the stove and sip it all day. Look, it's important not to fast in an extreme way, whereby you fall into the trap of not eating at all, then having free rein the following day to gorge out on too much food. It will become counterproductive. It's a mind trip. And it just sets you up for failure with a capital F. So we're not into calorie counting. However, to give a clear idea, on the two tummy rest days, around 600 for men and 500 for women. This is easily achieved by consuming things like miso soup. You can even pop an egg in it for breakfast and a couple of bowls of delicious soup for lunch and dinner. It'll give you the nutrients you need and healing your gut at the same time. A shot of milk kefir at breakfast and before bed. Take a thermos of broth or soup if with you get hungry during the day. A shot of beet kvass or sauerkraut brine is good if you get hunger pains. A scoop of kimchi on top of your soup. Several studies have found that kimchi may be a potent food in lowering cholesterol and controlling blood glucose. A published study involved about 100 volunteers following a low or high kimchi diet for 7 days in a controlled housing dormitory found dose effects of kimchi on fasting blood glucose really drop. So it's good for the cholesterol. So heal and seal. Heal your gut involves a dual focus. It improves the balance of good bacteria in the gut and healing the intestinal walls to decrease intestinal permeability. So healing and sealing the gut bacteria can be done by stocking up on mineral-rich broths. You can consume as a soup or soothing drink, or use it as your recipe that calls for stock. Just aim for 2 cups a week. We're not talking massive broth. And use it as a base to cook your breakfast eggs and toss in loads of wilted greens that will wilt. Serve it with a sauerkraut salad and some sprouted bread. I've got many recipes for protein and veggie broths in our Gut Check downloads. The goal to add 2 to 3 small servings of live fermented foods per day. To get our dose of those prebiotic foods, the fuel, try eating more artichokes, garlic, beans, oats, legumes, onions, green banana flour, and asparagus. Low carbohydrate prevents the feeding of bacteria that have been implicated in weight gain and food cravings. So, what are ways to incorporate those probiotics, my beautiful grandma's fermented foods? Just take a spoonful of milk kefir and work it up to 30 mils of kefir in the morning, at meals, and before bed is a great way to start. The brine is a powerful gut-loving way, as I've said. And do avoid your reactions. Just include your sauerkraut brine gradually, starting from a teaspoon a day for 2 to 5 days, then 3 to 4 teaspoons a day for 2 to 5 days, and so on until you can add a few tablespoons of this rich probiotic medicine in a jar into your meals. Look, swap your fruit juice and your fizzy soft drinks for, kraut and a milk kefir smoothie. But do forgo too much fruit in breakfast smoothies, because that'll set your gut to crave sweetness throughout the day. So use your fermented brines as a replacement for salt, as I said earlier. Use it on and in everything. A dash of fermented garlic is the last addition before serving, or fermented ginger and turmeric is a very easy one to make in a quick ferment. It ferments like in less than 2 weeks, and it's just beautiful, the brine itself, and of course the fermented turmeric and ginger. But there's many delicious salads that can be made with fermented and a little bit of fresh and lightly steamed vegetables. You can dollop your fermented vegetables on top of your miso soup or any type of eggs for breakfast. And you spread your fermented pesto on your seed toast. I say seed because we're cutting down on our breads, so the sprouted breads are a wonderful option. And then you can top it with some scrambled eggs. You can dollop on top of a slow cooked casserole just before serving. You can thin and drizzle it even for a salad dressing. So make sure that you fill your fridge with a selection of goodies like probiotic rich jellies and milk kefir and yum pots and little small jars, pickled eggs for garnish and plenty of veggie combinations. Have them all pre-done, all cut, all ready for you. You got good food in the fridge, you'll only eat good food. So I always like to spend a couple of hours every Sunday and prepare for the week ahead, and then you're home and hosed. Dips and savoury snacks. Remember, a snack should be a small meal. And a touch of sour will add to sweetness. Like I put it into my sauerkraut bliss balls. I make kraut brownies. And I've got all those recipes for you. They're all there to be downloaded. There's slices. They're just a good standby. You can fill it into a lunchbox space or even for just that occasional treat. So homemade, recapping, homemade fermented foods contain beneficial bacteria that are called now probiotics, pro being for and biotics life. So having your sufficient quantity and diversity of such bacteria in our digestive tract, it's just essential for strong immunity, digestive function, and metabolism or weight control.